Now, I'm very delighted to be joined in the studio by my guests today. I've got Cathy Horton from Bell House Estates and also Abby, who's here to talk about buying and selling property at Christmas time. So, Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thank you.
It's not something a lot of people would think it's a great time to get my property on the market.
Michelle, Christmas is a great time for selling property. Property presents beautifully at Christmas because it always looks so magical. People pull up outside your property, first impressions they will have of twinkly lights, and they want to go in. That is the key. I mean, we sell quite a few properties over the Christmas period, and we do find come day after Boxing Day, all the major portholes will have everybody looking on them, because people actually have time. They've got time to sit, browse, look. They're all together as a family, so people have got time to talk, discuss, and look to move sort of January, February time. Well, if you're getting your property ready at Christmas time, it does, even if it's at any other time of year, first impressions count. First impressions are when people drive by your property, before they even book a viewing, they will drive around the area, they will drive by your property, and first impressions are the outside of your property.
Yeah.
So it has to look sparkling, clean, tidy, leaves all picked up, no rubbish or rubble, bins popped away. And I know we're all busy at this time of year, so the last thing you want to think about is all these things as well, but it does make a difference. It makes a difference to your property. If you're selling it, people think, oh, that looks fabulous from the outside, I want to go in there, I want to go and have a look.
Yeah,
and that's the
curb
key to
appeal,
it.
Isn't
it's
it?
The curb appeal.
Yeah.
But one of the key things at Christmas as well is if you're going to have a few snapshots of Christmas trees, of decorations, obviously, once the Christmas period's over, make sure your agent takes them off, because nothing looks worse than mid-January, early February, still seeing Christmas shots of a property. So Christmas is a magical time, but it's a quite a small slot to, you know, to show that sort of thing off. Clutter wise, obviously, when you come into a property, keep your property fresh, clean, tidy. Don't overstage it as such. People want to see a sort of clean, decluttered property, and they want to be shown around it. They've come to look at the property.
Yeah.
So that's what they really want to see. They want to come in, they want to actually look at the nuts and bolts of your house. They want to know about the lifestyle in your area. They need to know about schools, stations. Can they walk to the local station? Are there road links? Are they good? Are they near the M25, A127, etc.? And they need to know what goes on in your area. It does take time to get your property ready for the market.
Yeah.
You know, you have got to take time over it. You've got to get professional photos done. I mean, we provide professional photographers, brochures. We organise the energy performance certificate, which are all the things you've got to have to put your property on the market. And taking a bit of extra care and time to do that will benefit. A lot of people are not comfortable showing people around, or, you know, if they're not, ask your agent. If it's our agency, we love doing accompanied viewings because we think that's our job. We're there to show people, answer questions, and view. Someone's coming to view your property, they don't always want to ask you the questions because they think it's a bit personal, whereas they will ask the agent, and the agent will go back to you and say, I need to know this, this and this for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and it makes it much, it depersonalises it a lot. I mean, most of us, our properties are our biggest asset, and as our biggest asset, we all want to capitalise on that, you know, so it is a fine line. So, yeah, if the agent's there to buffer it for you, that's brilliant because, you know, they can ask you what they want to ask you and go back to the person and tell them.
Now, with fees, how does it work with your company? Is it based on the amount the property's worth and then it's a percentage, or
it's
is
a percentage?
It a fixed fee?
No, we do a percentage, but obviously with all estate agents, we are no sale, no fee.
Yeah.
So until we get your property signed on the dotted line, We don't charge a penny.
Yeah,
we don't charge anything. Yeah. So we haven't got that upfront bit where you pay us a couple of £1,000 and then you trot off and sell your own property. We do it the other way around. We do all the work. Most estate agents are brilliant at progressing sales. They will know what's going on throughout that chain.
And you were saying in December and January, people are more want to move a lot quicker.
They do. I think most people who genuinely want to move, if someone really decides they're going to look at your house, even over the Christmas period, they're genuine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're wanting to look because they're either moving for, you know, a job or schools, you know, or a bigger property or a smaller property, but they've got a valid reason to be moving.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Now, you are award winners as well.
Yes, we did. We won the Property Award, the British Property Award. We came first for being the best agent in Billericay,
yep.
Which was just great for us. It was quite a shock, actually. We didn't realise we were being mystery shopped for a few weeks before and the rest
right.
of it. So, yeah, so it was good. Yeah, it was good. We've enjoyed
that.
That's
the best way to do it, as well, isn't it, when you've got mystery shopped. Yeah. Ah, that's brilliant. So if people want to get their property on the market, if you're thinking about selling at the moment and you want to get somebody to come round and give you a valuation, do you do that actually online or do you actually go around to the property to give
a
valuation?
No, we always visit the properties that we're valuing.
Yeah.
You know, it's and it is a personal thing, you know, and we can advise you if someone says, oh, you know, I'm going to set this dining room out as a banquet and, you know, table or whatever. We always say don't.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not everybody is into formal dining rooms anymore. They might want to use that room as something else.
Mm.
So ask your agent for advice.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that's a real key thing. You know, say, do you think I should do this, that or the other? And, you know, I would like to think, well, we're quite honest with people. So we will advise people and say, you know, yes, move that there or put that there or perhaps paint that room instead of it being bright green, paint it cream. You know, all these things help. True light's a really good thing as well. Mm. You're selling a house. If a room hasn't got particularly great natural light, well, then create some artificial light in there that lights that room up because people will want to see that.
Yeah.
You know, they'll want to walk around and think, oh, this is not cluttered. I can fit my city over there or my telly will fit in that corner or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's the basic things as well. It's like if you're, you know, bathrooms, fresh towels or fresh linen on the beds.
Yeah.
And sort of people walk in and think, oh, this looks really nice, you know. And that's what selling's about, really. You're selling somebody a dream. You know, you're there. It's your property and... Yes, you have got to personalise yourself from it, but you are selling to somebody and they are coming to look at the property. They're not there to say, where did you go on holiday last year and all the rest of it. Whereas if you let the agent do the viewings, that's what they're there to look at.